USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Quick action on gun control in New Zealand after last week's deadly attacks on two mosques. The Prime Minister says the country is banning military-style semi-automatic rifles and assault rifles following the tragedy that left 50 people dead and dozens more wounded.
Every semi-automatic weapon used in the terrorist attack on Friday will be banned in this country.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the attack changed that country's history forever, and the law will now have to change as well. Emergency officials urging people in western Missouri now to leave their homes as the Missouri River swells to what forecasters say will be its third highest crest ever today. Another Powerball jackpot doesn't get a winner, so the Saturday drawing is expected to be good for $625 million. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Suspected mail bomber Cesar Sayoc due in a courtroom in Manhattan today to enter a guilty plea, though there is no word yet on exactly what he'll plead guilty to. Prosecutors have charged him with 30 counts, including using a weapon of mass destruction. The Florida man accused of mailing bombs last year to prominent Democrats and critics of President Trump. The EU agrees to a Brexit delay with conditions. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says she's asked the EU to extend Britain's deadline to leave the Union from the 29th of this month to June 30th. She also says it's time for Parliament to stop stalling.
It is high time we made a decision. So far, Parliament has done everything possible to avoid making a choice.
EU leaders say they will only grant the extension if May could win Parliament's approval for her twice-rejected Brexit deal. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Americans are weighing in on Robert Mueller's Russia probe. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
As the special counsel investigation into President Trump's campaign winds down, a new poll finds most Americans are at least moderately confident that Robert Mueller's probe has been fair and impartial. The Associated Press poll finds most Americans do have some concern that Trump's campaign had improper connections to Russia, though fewer than half say the president has done anything illegal in his ties with Russia. Overall, about 6 in 10 Americans have at least some confidence in the fairness of the investigation. 33% say they're very confident. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In 1850, a Harvard professor had some photos taken of slaves in South Carolina. Some of the photos were found in 1976, stored away at the school. Tamara Lanier says she has proven her genealogical ties to one of the people in the photos, a man she calls Renty. She says his photo and that of his daughter are rightfully hers. She's suing Harvard not only for the photos, but
this case will force Harvard to look at their complicity as it relates to slavery and finally answer the questions about their role and also to acknowledge that I'm the linear descendant of Renty.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.